Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I do remember one year buying double cream for Christmas and having it on Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
Because I really felt
it. Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
It really was.
Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Welcome to the secret world of Slimming Clubs on the Secret Recordings Network. If you've ever had just one piece of chocolate because you're dieting, followed by five more, then this is the podcast you need. With me are my fellow dieters, Joe.
And I have.
I'm Victoria.
All the time. Hello.
Let's get this week's first update, and it's from Joe.
Into the gym. Oh, yeah. I've been to the gym on the 7th of December. Wow. I've been to the gym in December. So, only did 15 minutes. But you know what? It's better than nothing. So, the reason I started to go back to the gym again, and I'm planning on doing it at least three times this week, is that I've eaten so much that I'm not going to weigh in tonight. So, I've got to get into my clothes the same as I did before lockdown, before I go back. So, I'm going to have a really good week, and then I'll go back to weigh in. That makes sense, yeah? Also, just wanted to mention as well, I've still got birthday cake left.
What?
That's another reason why I can't go and get weighed. And I blame my mum for this. She brought me up to make sure you add double cream in the fridge throughout the whole of December.
Yes, absolutely.
So I'm having double cream on all my cake. So I just wanted to point something out that's happened this week. My Slimming World leader was hungry in the day, like middle of the afternoon. So guess what she had? A full meal, an extra meal of free food. Who laughed at me when I said, yeah, just have a spag bol if I want, because it's sin free. I can have as many as I want. You can have as much free food as you want on Slim World.
What a great plan. That's why it's such a great plan.
Joe, just a quick question, because it's the 15 minutes at the gym for me, really, that I just want to highlight. How long does it take you to get to the gym?
Yeah. Well, from work, so it's halfway home, so it's about 20 minutes to the gym.
Right, so it actually takes you longer to get to the gym than what you actually spend at the gym.
Yeah, but it was my first time back. In fact, since I put that on Instagram, I've had a lot of people going, oh, brilliant, are you running again? And I was like, no, not really.
What did you do?
I did intermittent running, so a minute on, minute off, whilst watching The American Office, my favourite thing to do at the gym.
Right.
And, yeah, I mean, I'd had enough. 15 minutes.
Well, I'd be honest, you've done more gym time than I have this week.
Yeah,
this year.
It was essentially just to get. I thought I was proper fit again because on the radio show we've started doing Abvent, so we do 24 yes. sit-ups a day, and right. It was so easy the other day. I was like, "Fucking hell, I'm ready to go back to the gym. This is easy," and it was not easy.
Right?
It was everything. I mean, it was hard anyway, but you know when it does get easy and you're like running for 20 minutes and it's fine?
No.
I cannot I can't. After 1 minute of running, I was like, I don't know how I've ever done any more.
No.
Doesn't I've gone right back to 5K just feel like a million years ago now?
It really feels. I don't know how I ever did it.
No, but we don't, because we still don't believe that you did.
But I do remember feeling like this when I first started it, thinking I won't even run 3 minutes.
No.
So that's why I want to get right back into it again. Well, I say back into
but
it.
But two more times this week.
Yeah, Wednesday, Friday.
So is that another 15 minutes each?
Well, I'm going to hope to do double. I'm going to hope to get through a whole episode of The American Office rather than just half of one and then watch the rest at home.
And we can always start in January.
No, I can't. Katie, I've eaten so much.
I can't believe that you, because what we've not included in that clip is you actually went to your Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
Didn't go and get weighed, but you still went up on Zoom.
Yeah, our weigh-ins are back, but you can only weigh and go and then come back at 7 p.m. Zoom. So made an excuse and said I was working. I'm always working. That's not a lie. So made an excuse and said I couldn't go and get weighed. But here's the big news. I did go on Zoom and I was so into it that I committed to going to weigh-in next week.
Oh, my God. And why?
I don't know now.
No.
But I was really proper into it at the time. And I was like, you know, I'm going to have such a great week.
Yeah.
And I said to her, I said, I'm worried because I've not actually weighed since before lockdown. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, there is another woman like you, Jo. And she thought she'd put on like half a stone in lockdown. But she came back.
Yeah.
She faced the scales. And guess what? Because she knew she was coming back, she had a good week. And she lost 6 pounds on that week. So she'd only put a pound on in lockdown.
Like, that's not going to be you, Joe.
Shit, I've got to do that.
Good, this have is a good like, week. Have a good week.
This is like the story that I've got to do now.
But you've still got birthday cake left. So what?
Yeah, boyfriend's having that.
With double cream.
Double cream.
Oh my God, that is a rule that we had in our house growing up as well. Double cream at Christmas a must.
Have you brought that into for your kids? Because that's child cruelty.
Well,
now.
No, but I do remember 1 year buying double cream for Christmas and having it on Cocoa Pops.
Yeah.
I really
found my God, that fucking sounds amazing.
It really was.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it was delicious.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I might dabble on the.
Yeah, I double cream on mince pies, everything.
Oh yeah,
I mean, double cream it.
Absolutely,
now. It's the month of double cream. Put that on a sticker, please.
So a good.
Oh my God, not this again.
A good week this week.
Yeah,
puts you in a good position next.
No,
week.
Not necessarily, because I don't know how much I've put on.
Yeah, of course, okay.
Like I don't know how much I've put on in lockdown. So if, for example, I go and get weighed next week and I've put 4 pounds back on.
Yeah.
To take me to what I fucking started a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Then that is good because it means I've lost something. But I don't know how much I've put on during lockdown. I just know my clothes are tight.
I wouldn't take your leader's advice, though, and have a meal in the middle of the day as a snack.
I might do.
No, Joe, you can't do this.
Because I've got some sin-free chicken curry left over. Might have that when I get home. Just as a snack. Because you can do it, my Slimming World. Margaret, me, and my Slimming World leader all endorse the as much free food as you want, whatever you want.
Okay, well, we'll see how you get on next week.
Thank
shall
you. We? Well, yeah. Yes, I mean, sorry, yes.
Woo! Excuse of the week this week comes from Carissa Coley, and she says she's got a festive excuse of the week. The sequins on my Christmas jumper weigh a lot. This person had put £3 on.
£3 of sequins.
I'd say that's probably pretty accurate for a Christmas.
Feels accurate.
Yeah, I mean, how sparkly is that Christmas jumper?
Yeah, nightmare to wash.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
A reminder that if you want more of this podcast, you can join our Patreon page. For £3 a month, you get up to 4 bonus episodes, tutorial videos. The latest is Jo's Ready Brek cake.
So beautiful. Again, come to me for cake recipes
ready
on Patreon.
Ready Brek cake.
Yeah.
Tastes like shit?
No. Tasted.
Okay.
Things.
Great.
Also, really a lot of negative comments, but don't let that put you off. Get on Patreon, it's on there. I ate it sin free.
That doesn't mean anything, Jo, if you eat it.
You also get an exclusive sticker when you join and access to our Zoom meetings, and it's a really good time to join because actually tonight is our Christmas party.
Hey!
7 p.m. So booze is absolutely 100% essential. I have been and bought myself a little bottle of Prosecco. Not a big one because I've got to work the next day, but I am going to be joining in with some booze.
I might go Prosecco. I also bought some cocktails for my birthday, like pre-made and pre-bottled.
Nice.
So
nice.
I might do that.
What about you, Victoria?
Oh, I'm just going to stick to what I know best, guys. A bottle of rum.
Rum.
A bottle of rum. A whole bottle of
rum.
Yes.
Are you surprised?
Search for us on the Patreon app, or you can go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Now, before we move on to our next update, we've heard from several of you again this week at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. And you can also join the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. That means you can chat with other listeners of the podcast and us too.
Fiona Simpson says, I'm calling this year a dieting success. I'm exactly the same weight now as I was in early January. And in the middle of this, I've managed to cook and pop out a baby who's now 10 weeks old. Aww. Next year, I'd actually like to lose something. But in the meantime, bring on Christmas.
Oh, that's a really great position.
That's brilliant.
To be.
That is. That's so good.
You've had a baby, so no one's expecting you to do much.
Nope.
Anyway. Because you're too busy bringing the baby up and all your body's been through and it's Christmas. You can eat like shit. No one cares.
Also, it's taken me 9 years to get back to what I was before having children. So congratulations, Fiona.
Emma Walters says, I was trying to stay on plan till Christmas week, but a bottle of red wine later, a bag of nuts says otherwise. So I'm off plan till Jan. Might even rejoin and find myself a new group. New year, new me, and all that bollocks I say every year.
We're going to say it.
But we really mean it this time round. Really, 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 really mean
it
this time.
We meant it this year, though, didn't we? I think we meant it on the year before.
Right, if there's one thing we can all agree on is that this year is not our fault.
No.
No, that is true.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not our fault.
Hajiot Sahira says, I've been laughing at you all for going back to clubs, smug at the fact I don't go to a club, and safe in the knowledge that my gym scales are broken, to find out this morning that they have been fixed. My PT wants to weigh me next Friday. What the actual fuck do I do? The Joe Russell liquid diet?
Do
the Fast 800?
Yes, do both. Absolutely.
All of them. All of the diets we have ever tried at the same time. Yeah.
This is a horrible time to have to suddenly be weighed.
Oh my God, yes.
Anonymous has messaged saying, just had a message on our WhatsApp group from my leader asking if people were struggling to log on to Zoom because no one had attended her group.
Oh, shame.
I have had similar messages on our Facebook group as well. And
It's Zoom's heartbreaking.
Down.
Oh, God. Zoom's down, Corrie's on. I don't know what you want from that.
Shove Bolton says, what the hell is wrong with me? ? I've just been this morning and rejoined for the 479th time. I can't be off plan now till Jan. Hopefully whatever I lose between now and Christmas Eve will give me enough wiggle room to gain some back before New Year. I also managed to find a group that I have never been to. That is a Christmas miracle in itself.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It is, well done.
Also,
you.
Absolutely congratulations for going and get weighed this close to Christmas when the majority of us aren't.
It's amazing. Some of people at our group joined during lockdown and have like lost a stone already.
Just use this as an excuse, people. You don't have
well,
to.
We're never going to get these excuses again in our lifetime. So we might as well just embrace them and just use them while we can.
Absolutely. Lucinda Purnell says, my husband found out one of my secret snack stashes last night.
No.
He was looking for his passport and found my massive bag of chocolate fingers and the wrappers of a fruit pastels multi-pack. Good job he didn't find my other two stashes, the chocolate raisins, two bags of Swizzle sweets and Maryland cookies and chocolate toffees are still
same. Amazing. Great optimism by the husband looking for a passport, by the way.
Yeah, where's he going? I wonder what he's up to.
He's going to go and pick a package up from the post.
Yes, that's it.
Maybe. Passport for it this time.
Maybe.
Everyone whose message gets read out on the podcast will receive an exclusive Guest Is Now Dieting sticker to show off at your next group. Just get in touch with your name and address. Right, update number two is from Victoria.
So week two of Off Plan Till Jan is going really, really well. I feel really glad to have finally found a plan that seems to just fit into my life perfectly. This is the plan that I have been waiting for. So I celebrated a birthday on Friday, which consisted of a lot of brownies, homemade cocktails, Mexican food, practically a bottle of rum, but that's practically a standard weekend for me anyway. And yeah, lots of basically birthday stuff, which was great. So two birthdays last week, if you include Joe's in that one. I haven't had the bloat yet though, and I'm a little bit worried that I haven't got there yet. So I'm just going to carry on. And you know, when it gets to me, it gets to me, and then maybe I'll assess the situation then. But so far, December is a great month and I'm really, really enjoying myself. So roll on Christmas.
December is a great month.
It is a great month. And that's the happiest Victoria has sounded.
Yeah. I'm just literally living my best life right now. I just love the fact that I can go completely off the rails and not feel guilty about it and have a great excuse. I mean, this is perfect.
Do you feel rough yet? Because I was talking to my friend this morning and he was saying, oh, well, come on, it's December. And I thought, yeah, but I really feel shit.
No, I don't, guys. I'm a bit worried. I haven't got the bloat yet. I really thought it would hit me by Friday last week, but it hasn't. I'm just...
Not enough bread.
Yeah.
You're not eating enough bread, love.
Yeah, okay. Should I just get a loaf out now and just start munching through it? And just... Oh, I can add my Lurpak Aldi version with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. You still got that left. I mean, I thought you were going to munch your way through that last week.
Yeah, I should have done that. Maybe then I would have hit the bloat sooner.
Yeah, she's not really going off the rails as much as we would think.
No, and not as much as me, which is now worrying me now, because I think back to what I've eaten in this last week. And we made a pact that we'd both be off plan till Jan.
I have eaten quite a lot.
I have 100%.
I ate on Friday, so we made fajitas, tacos and nachos. And I ate a lot of that. And I got 8 brownies and we split them in half. So I had 4 brownies over the weekend.
Okay.
So you don't mind, Katie, I'm doing you proud. Honestly, I'm getting it. Oh, pina coladas. Throw that out there.
Oh, nice. Yeah? Give us a prediction. How much weight do you think you've put on so far?
Since last got weighed?
Yeah.
At least half a stone.
Do you really think
so? Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Because how much did you put on last time you went off the rails?
Which time?
That's true. No, because she did the Fast 800 and got herself right back.
The Fast 800 really saved my ass this year. I honestly can't remember. It is up and down like
a
yo-yo,
only put
it?
On like about a pound or something
when you got off the rails. Well, as you know, pulling a Victoria, I do get away with it. But I'm not missing groups.
I think you've over Christmas and New Year and now in total you'll be about £3 on.
Yeah, I bet as well.
Oh, that'd be lovely.
Whereas I've eaten a whole box. I ate a whole box of Matchmakers in one go.
That's easy. Fuck off, then you eat
a box of Bastard Matchmakers in the next few days.
I will do.
And put it on social media. I am committed to off plan till Jan. I'm going to carry it on because I'm going to start New Year, new me.
Again.
And you're not allowed to do this, Victoria.
Why?
Again, obviously. But no, if you're not properly going off the rails, then you're not allowed to take part in this.
Yeah, I am.
It doesn't feel like you are.
No, I agree.
Until you're feeling shit and bloated, we won't be happy.
I'm feeling shit, but I'm not necessarily bloated. All right, guys, I will up the ante. I will eat more shit, drink more stuff.
Yes.
And I mean, guys, I will not stop until the bloat hits me. Is that what you want to hear?
Thank
good.
You.
Yeah?
Correct. Absolutely.
Glad we agree on that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Every week we take nominations for a hero. This is somebody who's gone above and beyond and bravely built up the courage to lie in public about their food consumption. Kat has sent in this week's. She says, I recently hit 2 years sober. I couldn't celebrate how I wanted because I was at my parents' watching their ancient dog. So I was away from all my friends. My solo celebration involved heading to McDonald's to stuff my face. I was ordering so much, I grabbed my phone and pretended to be asking my friend and confirming her order too. I started asking Diane if she wanted anything too, and also putting in her order saying, okay guys, I'll be there in about 10 minutes, get ready to celebrate. I continued my fake conversation from the ordering to the pay, to the collection
window. Oh my God.
So each person wouldn't judge me. I got home, ate 4 orders of large fries by myself with the dog.
That sounds incredible.
Congratulations on 2 years sober.
Yes.
Congratulations on lying in the
imagine
face of
if
chips.
Your phone rang though while you were pretending to be on it, because that would be my worst fear.
Yeah, I've done that. I've been ignoring people on the school line, not wanting to talk at school. But never in a McDonald's drive-thru. Right, let's get our last update of the podcast, and it's from me.
It's Zoom group tonight, and I'm not doing that because I'm not submitting my weight, because the scales up there on top of the cupboard and I can't be asked to get them down. Definitely don't want to know what I weigh. But the way I'm looking at things is I'm actually saving weight gain this year in the shithole that has been 2020. None of us are going out on Christmas parties and getting massively pissed and overeating. None of us are socialising around people's houses and going to parties and all that kind of stuff. So I can have the occasional bag of chocolate coins. Also, I don't have anything to slim for. Like, normally at this time of the year, I'd be like, oh my God, I've got a sparkly little number I need to fit into for a Christmas party. But our Christmas parties are on Zoom this year, and all you need to do is look good from, like, the boobs up. No one needs to know what's going on down there. And luckily for me, whenever I gain weight, it's always down there, never up here. Hence why I still have obs, cheekbones.
We have discussed your breasts many times. And you do look great, darling.
Thank you very much.
From breasts
upwards. Yeah. The rest leaves a little bit to be desired.
But we're the same fine. Though. It's, yeah, mine. There's an explosion underneath the breast area.
This is
me.
It. This is
and
it.
I don't know what happens.
But I wonder whether it's an age thing. So when I was younger, whenever I
we
would
are similar
put weight
ages,
on,
correct.
when I was younger, I used to put weight on and it would go straight on my face. But now it's arse and thighs, every fucking and belly, obviously, yeah, every time. And while that is super duper annoying, it doesn't matter this year because no one's going to see me from the neck down, to be honest.
I do like that you've kind of said that, you know, you've got calories kind of in lieu because you're not going to the Christmas party. So, you know,
yes.
It doesn't really matter.
So,
I quite like that
right,
idea.
Cast your minds back a whole 12 months, right? Think about what you were doing this time last year. How many Christmas parties you went to? How many work nights out, meals, seeing friends, going around your mum's house and eating all of her cheese? You know,
yeah,
all that stuff. Can't do it this year. Those are calories and sins and points that you would normally have over Christmas time, which you can space out over the whole of off plan till Jan.
It's a great idea, really, when you think about it. It's absolutely genius. And that is a lot coming from you, Katie, to be honest. So,
yeah,
I'm upset that you've chosen chocolate coins as a thing, though.
Yeah, but that's because I went shopping, and I want to nominate Morrison's as a least supportive diet partner because I got a voucher for the free chocolate coins.
Oh,
and it was only one bag, and I've got two kids, so I just ate myself.
You just agreed. So, what's your prediction on what you will be gaining?
Fuck it. I mean, I feel like I definitely not got my scales down since this beginning of lockdown because they've got dust on them. That's how bad things have got. So, I'm not going to get them down. At the minute, I would roughly guess it's about £9.
That's very specific.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's definitely more than half a stone. I don't think it's quite a stone yet because I can still do jeans up, but it's going to get to that stage where,
like, this, though? Wasn't it a few weeks ago where you hadn't gone to group? Oh, didn't you have, like, 2 weeks completely off plan and you ended up, maintaining? Or you'd lost?
Yeah.
So, I mean,
But that's but I mean, we're so far away from Fast 800 now.
That's true. I'm trying to see a positive here, but I don't think there is one, is there?
Well, I just feel like, do you know what? If I've fucked up now for this year, I don't care. Next year is going to be fine. Like, it'd be much better next year. I'll be in a better place.
And I can't wait for 2021.
Yeah, it's our year. We're all going to lose weight. We'll be dead skinny. There's going to be no podcast after next year because we'll all be at target weight. There'll be no point doing this each week.
Everyone will hate us.
Everyone hates us already, don't they?
That's true.
We'll all be success stories on I'm a Celebrity or Strictly.
I think, guys, I'm going to throw this out there. I think I want to be at my target by my birthday in April.
Whoa.
And that's like 2.5 stone to go.
Great. Okay.
Well, I mean, at the minute, it's 2.5 stone to go. We're still off plan to jam.
That is true. Let's reassess this one back in January. We'll see.
Now on to the least supportive diet partner nominations. This is coming from SP Health. And they say, I'd like to nominate my husband for least supportive diet partner. He's only gone and made me a pick and mix advent calendar. What?
Yeah, right.
Each day is a different quarter of pick and mix sweets. Advent calendar sins
don't
count.
That's amazing.
Isn't it amazing? A quarter every day.
Where can I get myself one of these? The advent calendar and the husband.
We just wanted to tell you that your Christmas shopping isn't complete until you've bought your favourite dieter a Secret World of Slimming Club's Christmas card. We've got three designs, all created to inspire and insult your friends and family. Unfortunately, producer Paul has designed them with a 2021 on.
What a twat.
Well done.
Well, you better get a selling him then.
Why have you done that? That is not forward thinking.
No.
I was going, it doesn't matter that I've got this.
He doesn't ever share what he's doing.
I know. He won't let anybody see anything.
Absolutely. I can do it.
That's not true.
Right. Well, I tell you what, if we've got an overstock that we can't sell after this year, that whatever we've paid for them, you know who's actually paying for them?
Me. So you should be waiting for my Whoosh sticker instead of this.
If they don't sell, it's a fault with your shop.
Well, interestingly, how about if we don't sell them all, we get a Whoosh sticker?
Oh, yes.
Brilliant.
No.
Come on. You've got to commit
to
this.
Come on, principal. You fucked up.
We've got to sell them this year or you're fired. I think that really is the only way that we're going forward with this.
Right. So which ones are they? The pink ones with the 2021 mention?
I think
inside.
They've all got them somewhere.
Oh, what a twat. All of them. What a twat.
Although we did have a suggestion. I put this on social media the other day and somebody said it would be very like you to just get a Sharpie out and change them.
That's a brilliant idea.
That would be very like us, so maybe all is not lost.
Well, you can get these timeless on our Etsy shop. Just search etsy.com/shop/secret recordings. That's etsy.com/shop/secret recordings. Pull your twat.
He really is, isn't he?
Before we crown Slimmer of the Week, let's get some more of your messages at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook.
Cinnamon on Insta says, as an athlete like Joe, I was refusing to let this lockdown be like the last, and I signed up for a 4-week plan with a personal trainer, training six days a week.
Fucking madness.
I've been making Margaret proud, counting all my sins each week and avoiding ordering a shit ton of chocolate like last time. First week, I maintained. Week after, I gained 2 pounds.
Oh,
I was absolutely livid and considered just throwing it all in after listening to producer Paul tell us that a Whoosh wasn't real. Tonight, I got weighed, and guess what? The Whoosh is real.
Yay!
I lost 5.5 pounds. Ooh. I've done it, lady. I have officially whooshed. I'm going to celebrate with the KFC and one of the Christmas McFlurries. It would be rude not to.
It would be
that
rude
is
not
Whoosh
to.
Right there. Yeah. Your fat cells evidence. Holding on to water. Even though you're being on plan and you're exercising, and then guess what? Suddenly, Whoosh, it all goes.
Yeah.
So that is evidence science. Right there from Cinnamon on Insta.
Science.
I'm not convinced she was working as hard in those
days. Oh, God. Here we go. He's off.
Shall we move on?
Yes.
Hell on Facebook says, just listening to this week's podcast while eating a double-decker meant for my hubby. So that's a hell no to starting 30 days of being sugar-free. I mean, what was I thinking? 2 days into a revised aim of 14 days sugar-free, and my lovely mother sent me a huge hamper of chocolates, including 36 Ferrero Rochers, and it's all been downhill since.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can save them till after your 14 days. But
that's a long time.
That feels weird.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right. Alyssa says, I worked an extra shift at work and came home to a large Domino's with stuffed crust and obviously ate the lot and a bag of giant orange buttons. Looks like I've got to tell my consultant I've maintained again this week. Not like pound away from Target Karen and her husband, who've nailed a perfect SP week and ran 6 miles every fucking day. I think he's lying, though. What man would only lose 4 pounds after a week like that, Tosser?
Can I just say as well, to add, I did have a massive bag of giant orange buttons as well this week. Just throw that in there as well. Thank you.
Who'd you share those with? Because
myself. I ate the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Good. I mean, just out of interest, how long did it take you to eat them? Because the matchmakers literally took me about 20 minutes.
15. Smash them in one.
This is a competition. I could do it in 5 or 6.
You've got yourselves an exclusive guest who's nailed dieting sticker. Right, it's time to crown this week's Slimmer of the Week. Jo won last week because she was very optimistic about being on plan for a week. How did that go, Jo?
Cake happened. Okay, cake. You are part of that, Katie.
Oh, so it's up to you to decide whether me or Victoria should be this week's Slimmer of the Week.
Okay, amazing. Mm, so, God. Katie, why should it be you?
I mean, I don't actually think it should. If I'm being 100% honest, I have not done anything. I've binged my way through. I mean, I did make Slimming World Scotch eggs. Is that noteworthy? I mean, I made them last night.
They looked great too, by the way.
Yeah, I made another batch.
I do like those Scotch eggs, actually.
So, ooh, I've got the intention.
Yeah, me too.
They are.
Yeah.
Nice.
Me too. Victoria, why should it be you?
I don't really think it should either, to be honest. I mean,
I agree. Should we roll it over and it's just me again?
Not allowed to do that.
Okay. So here's what I think. Katie is totally off plan. Yeah. I think there are days that Victoria is secretly on a plan.
I think there's two. A woman who managed to do a whole month of Fast 800 and hide it from us should never be tested.
And she... Because if she was totally off plan, the bloat would have happened.
Agreed.
The December 2020 bloat.
There's still time, guys.
Happened.
There's still time.
I know.
Let me make my way through this loaf of bread with my Lurpak and we'll see where the bloat's at then.
I am going to give it to you, Victoria, because I actually think you're on plans. You're on some sort of plan.
Yeah. I have to say I agree.
I really do. And if she's already talking about being Target... 4 months into a new year.
Yeah.
Some shit's
That's
going
optimism,
on.
That's optimism, guys.
Exactly.
I'm trying it. It's new for
Some
me.
Some shit is happening. Victoria, you are Slimmer of the Week.
Thank you very much, Jo.
Well done, darling. Well done.
You may or may not agree with us, or you might want to nominate yourself for Slimmer of the Week. You can get in touch with us on our socials. We are at Secret Slim Pod on Instagram, Twitter, and on Facebook. If you rate and review this podcast, it helps us, and those clicks on your phone will help you burn calories. So, whether you're slimming or sinning, remember there's no shame in a game.